of 2, 3, and 4, actually, in my opinion.
Well, let's talk about which one specifically. That
in 2, it says, for the, well, not injured, for the vicinity of the purpose already permitted. It's already permitted for R1, and it's going to change it. It will not substantially materially cause substantial injury. Well, injury we mean to me possibly somebody value, possibly. The next one, surrounding properties.
Orderly development, orderly improvement.
Development, improvement, surrounding properties for use permitted in that zone. And I see where Roger was trying to grab some language out of the next one about operating characteristics.
So you're proposing a motion to deny based on the compatibility with operating characteristics and would impede on the normal orderly development improvement of surrounding properties in the immediate vicinity for purposes already permitted?
Yes. Yes.
So we have that motion on the floor. Scott, did you get?
Well, somewhat, but again, what of this nightly rental causes that? As we talked in the past, I mean, you're just saying that something doesn't meet this criteria, but we need to know what that something that doesn't meet the criteria is, if you remember. Because nightly rental is a conditional use availability permit in R1 currently. So there's something that makes this one not approvable in R1, which in your code book you guys say is approvable in R1. So just to say that it doesn't meet 4 and 3, what, I mean, we're back to what doesn't meet. Which I have from Roger's comments that the nightly rental operational characteristics for this nightly rental would not be consistent with the surrounding R1 parcels. Because that's just what he said, and then Tom followed up with the compatibility of the operating characteristics in this location that are not consistent with the surrounding R1.
It's kind of what you're asking. I get what you're asking, but I mean, it's nightly rental, and a sense that nobody wants nightly rental. We have been pretty consistent that nightly rental in R1, well, it can be there. Doesn't always get to be there.
No. No, there'd be evidence provided by the opposition that you say, oh, that's the reason. And that reason matches one of these here. I mean, you'd be provided evidence. Just because someone's opposed to something, there's nothing in here that says if you have 1 to 50 people in opposition, it's denied. Now, if they provide evidence, facts of how this is going to operate and the location, size, lights, whatever it is, lack of buffer, lack of parking, those are the factors that match these things. You guys are just saying there's something in these 8 items that it doesn't fit this location, and that's what we need.
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I completely understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. We just haven't got down to the actual true facts that you guys feel it does not fit in this R1 location, which is currently a district that you can seek nightly rental use as a conditional use in. So this plan in this location would injure the use. I mean, those are the kind of facts that we put in the decision of record.
I thought that's what I said, but then I was kind of being asked what's going to enter.
Nightly rentals. So I mean,
yeah.
There has to be something about this nightly rental in this location that doesn't fit the R1 approval.
So that's not enough.
Well, no. When I've been writing down these last few statements, we're getting to the gist of.
Okay.
So I think we've got a motion on the floor that, but we don't have a second. Do we have a second?
What's the motion to deny?
A motion to deny?
I'll second.
Motion and a second.
Could I request then, a read back of the motion?
So yeah, I have the reasons. Going to have Scott.
Well, what I've gotten written down is the motion to deny is the nightly rental operating characteristics are not consistent with surrounding R1 parcels. The operating characteristics are not compatible with the surrounding parcels. And then this nightly rental application has the ability to injure, and I didn't finish the property values within the area. Is that what you said, Doug?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is in number 3. So that's the motion, the second. Did you get that?
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor of denying the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We've got 2 opposed.
6-2.
Thank you.
You know the Board of Adjustments and all that process, right? Yeah.
Oops. No, you're good.
I'm going to call a 5-minute recess. Okay, next up we've got Jacob and Megan Smith, conditional use permit, proposed nightly rental, 564 Devil's Pool, Ridgedale.